We have Ken Hinckley. He joins us in the studio a number of times throughout the year. And he joins us now and looks a little bit lighter and fitter.
He's in
with a haircut.
Really good shape.
But it might be the fact that he's a grandpa, Ken.
Yes, yes,
is
I am.
Is it Papa Ken? Is it Papa Hinckley? What is it?
Yeah, it's just Pop.
Pop?
It's Poppy. That's what it'll be. Our family's all Poppy. And Lewis Jordan Grimsey met the world a couple of, 2.5 weeks ago. And mum and son are great. Dad's fantastic. Yeah, and Nana and Pop are over the moon, as well as Uncle and Auntie.
So is that your first?
Yeah, it is our first. It's quite amazing. You know, I'm 51. I'm not that old, but Lisa's 30, and well, coming up 30. So yeah, well, it's, I suppose when I was 30, I had nearly three children.
Well, you're young, Dad. 21 at the time.
Yeah, I was. I was 22. Don and I had our first at 22. And my mum and dad just got over. Actually, they came over for a couple of days, obviously, to see the little fella. And you know, you think, you know, I've got one grandchild. I asked mum. I said, "How many great grandchildren have you got?" I'm one of 10.
Jeez.
Have a guess.
How many? 15? 20?
32.
32? The Hinckleys are like rabbits.
Well, must be busy around Christmas time for
Poppy,
your mum and dad.
Poppy Ted must have been very active early.
Prolific. Hey, let's start here. How much of the loss against West Coast and that season shaped your pre-season this year?
Oh, look, fair. Look, not so much that one game, but obviously the results of the season would, you look at them all and look, that game mirror-imaged most of our season. You know, we had plenty of opportunities. We just didn't convert the opportunities when we had them. And then right at the end, it came down to a little bit of luck, and a little bit of luck went against us.
Mm. All the players we speak to, similar to last year, they say conversion inside 50 and that delivery inside 50 has been the key focus. Again, is that it? And then what else?
Yeah, well, it certainly is. I mean, it's one of our key ingredients that we have to get right is, you know, we led the competition in inside 50s. You know, we defend really well. We hit the scoreboard well, but we didn't. We had too many. We had so many more opportunities to hit it better. And, you know, this is certainly an area that we have to improve. And, you know, we've certainly made some adjustments with the way we do that. We've brought some different personnel that have come to the club, clearly give us some opportunities as well.
That was one of my questions, because it's interesting. Number one inside 50s, you mentioned, you're the 11th most efficient, so you weren't able to do it. I just wonder how much of that is about you might go in, forced out of bounds, you know, get spoiled. Then you set up really well behind it, and it's in, out, in, out, in, out. Then you kick a goal. So sometimes it doesn't. It's not always, oh, we wasted it going forward. Sometimes it's about the game style you play. Is that fair to say that?
Yeah, it is, Bix. But I think our problem was what we would call fast entry, the ones that we didn't make the most of. You know, we understand the re-entry stuff. When you play the game front half football, it is more. It's certainly a lot harder to score from.
Yep.
But when you get the fast break play that we get, we used to refer to a few other things. We talk about it being a casino play for us, where we turn something into nothing.
We want to go the other way. Hey, I guess that's what makes someone like Jack Watts attractive. We talked about him being the second best entry kick in terms of efficiency. So when he's available, I'm guessing you're pretty keen on him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some reasons why you're keen on all the boys that we've brought in. But, you know, two or three of them, particularly the two free agents, both hit the scoreboard, both have the ability to make great decisions when they're going inside 50. So they not only kick goals themselves, they create goals for others. And, you know, we would hope that there's some natural growth too amongst some of our players. You know, we've got some young players coming through. We played Marshall late last year, and Johnson and blokes like that, that we expect them to improve. We still expect Charlie to get better, and, you know, couldn't ask him to do much more. But even in that final, you know, he kicks 3.6. It's one of the best games, I reckon, of all time for a key forward. The way he played, he just didn't make the most of his opportunities.
You mentioned some of those young players. You can chuck Attlee and Drew in there as well, who both had a go. If you think about Rockcliffe, Watts, Motlop, I think most people would think they would play in your first 22. McKenzie would be some sort of chance. Don Barry, we're hearing, is training really well. How many realistically do you think might change from last year to this year?
Last game to this year's first game?
Half a dozen?
Well, I suppose we've, you acknowledge the three top-end players that everyone would acknowledge would probably come into your side if they are playing well. Yep. But again, there's no guarantees, and that's a great thing we've got. We've got some pressure, and we've got some, you know, performance pressure for spots, and you have to earn your spot, and that will be important. But, yeah, it wouldn't be unreasonable to think there could be four or five that could be different from the end of last year to the start of this year.
So massive turnover of players, and some of them are going to be key players for you. I hear players saying all the time, continuity, especially in the forward line and back with each other, and knowing each other, way they turn, how they turn, what foot they turn on. Do you think these new boys in, let's call them newbies, are going to take some time to learn the speed or the Port Adelaide way, or do you think they'll just go bang?
No, no, Ro, I don't think you can say that they can just go bang. They've got some high quality about them.
Yes, so they
you know, their football intelligence is really high. You know, that allows them to fit in pretty easily, I think. But, yeah, they've certainly got to gel together. They've got to come together and play together a little bit, and that's you know, that may take a little bit of time. We hope it doesn't take too much time. You know, we've got Scotty Thompson with us now, who come across from the Crows as a development coach, and one of the things we talk about with him a little bit is the synergy between the Crows forwards, and, you know, he said, but that comes about because they've played together for a period of time, and a long period of time. So we're hoping we don't take too long to get to that point.
Yeah. What IP have they bought? You think Motlop's Geelong, you got Rockcliffe at Brisbane, you got Melbourne with Watts, and they're all smart blokes. Any IP from all of that?
Yeah, no, one of our first tasks, and you know, with Nixie, one of his first tasks I gave him was to research and find. Because we don't, and on the other hand, you've got to flip that. We lost 11. So some of our own IP's gone out of the door, and some of the clubs will have some more information on us. But, you know, it's funny. I still believe players, once they do leave and they go away, they don't retain that much. You know, it's when they're in the office and when they're sitting in front of you, they take it on board. But, you know, some of the stuff you get is not that significant. And then there's one or two little bits of gold.
And of course, everyone just tweaks it slightly. I'm always interested. The premiers play a certain way, and then generally everyone puts them under a microscope. Will anyone be adopting anything that Richmond did? You know, they played with really only one key forward in the Mosquito fleet. They had one ruckman and a sort of a really makeshift backup ruckman. Do you think any of that may catch on?
Yeah, well, potentially, I suppose, but you play with what you've got with your list. And now Richmond done an amazing job, obviously, last year. And they, I'm sure if you asked perhaps Jack Rewalt, would he like another tall forward? I think he'd say yes. Would they like a more damaging second ruck? Potentially. But, you know, they had what they had last year. There's no reason at all why, for us at some stage, that Ollie Wines couldn't fill in a space in the ruck. He's 190 and he's about 100 kilos. He can push around most people. So there's a chance you'd do something like that. But we've got really good ruck. We've got really significant backup support, so we probably won't change too much. I like the pressure in the forward line. Every side does.
Interestingly, I've read this. I've got the prospectus here, and they
swallowed it, Ken.
They throw up different stats and numbers. There was a really interesting one. You played the top nine clubs 11 times for 2 wins and 9 losses. The bottom nine clubs, you had 12 straight wins. How do you change that? How do you start to get better results against those top seeds?
I think it comes back to that efficiency, Bix. And if you look at those numbers, there's two games that were blowouts. There's no doubt about that. The Crows belted us, and Essendon got hold of us at Etihad. And then the other games, you look at those other games, Richmond was a handful of points, West Coast a couple of times a handful of points, Geelong, I felt like we got robbed down at Geelong by 2 points or something after.
So
was that the Charlie Dixon?
Yeah, Dixon play on free kick. Yeah, they changed the rule again, I think, after that. But that's what happens, you know. So we were close, but we're not good enough. Mm. You know, that's why we went about that's why we went about doing what we've done with some free agency. But that was a well-planned and well-executed, you know, assault on what we were trying to do with our list.
Mm. So clearly you've gone to the trade table and thought talent would fix that.
No. That's what, again, some of the misconceptions are. The year before, we went and got Power, Pepper and Marshall. We had 2 first-round picks. So we don't just go, we go for young players and we protect them with a bit of experience around them. We lost 3 of our 4 oldest players last year. People forget that. We're younger this year than we were last year.
Yeah, wow. And that was the 17th youngest team.
No, well, this year, on days and ages, we're about 10 days younger.
Wowee. Tom Rockcliffe speaks volumes of his leadership to get into that leadership group. It is 7. Number 6, obviously comfortable. How do you snap that off? Like, how do you come with a number 7?
Oh, we just come up with the people who have got something to add in that space for us. And again, you know, we hear all the noise, and every club does this. Is it right? Is it wrong? Richmond had 3 last year. We've got 7 this year. Mm. Someone's got 8. Someone's got 5. An opinion-based business. We all respect that, and we understand that. We think the right 7 are the ones that we've got there now, and we think they're going to bring an enormous amount to our team.
But what an influence he must have had on the group. He's come to the club. He's been injured for the majority of it and straight in the leadership group.
Yeah,
tell us about him.
He's pretty much trained the whole summer, though. He's had a shoulder fix, which, you know, we put a pink hat on him, stop him from going into contact too much. Him and Brad Ebert are basically run the side.
What colour hat?
It's an off-white.
Sounded pink to me.
Yeah, it did.
Just call it magenta.
It stands out, so that's the one thing. And Rocky's football intelligence is unreal. Unbelievable. Yep. And his support and help to the other players already, you can just, you know, he's been a captain of an AFL club. He's obviously got some significant attributes that we want in our football club, and he's shown that all over the summer.
Give us a little snapshot for our listeners. Ken Hinckley in the studio. We've heard a lot about Dom Barry and his running potential. Give us that. And Joel Garner is another one that we haven't heard a lot of. Big Bird.
Yeah, feel like I talk about cricket, don't we?
Yeah, Big Joel.
Our generation are talking cricket. I met his mum and dad today for the first time. And and I asked that of Dad. I said, you know, Joel. Yeah. Said, no, he's actually Joel himself, so it was second name. So he said that's where it comes from. And you know, but look, he's got, like the other young blokes, Farrell, Hayes, Barry, you just mentioned Garner, they're all got some real talent and we like what they bring. So they're excited for them. Dom Barry is an amazing runner. I mean, I've seen Nixie say he's probably the best runner he's seen.
Heard
and we've got
that.
Some great runners.
Well, hang on, let's look at that. Kane Corns wasn't bad.
Yeah, we're talking currently.
Bokey wasn't bad.
But Kane, great respect to Kane. He would run all day with Dom, but he'd need binoculars to see him when the speed went up.
Kane, I hope you heard that.
Kitty's in here. That's Windburn when he ran past him.
Hey, we might have to take a break, Vic. Okay. Ken, thanks for coming in. We've got to take a break. We're going to hear about the AFLX.
Yep.
We really want to drill in on your expectations, whether they marry ours.
Yep.
We'd love to hear about that. Port's Family Day, the trial coming up. Ken Inkley in the studio. AFLX, you're coaching it?
Yes, I'll be involved, and we'll have a squad of about 14 players go along to the game, and we look forward to the opportunity. I think it actually it's generating a bit of interest, I reckon, and because you've got six teams here at Hindmarsh, it's going to be pretty exciting, and I think the AFL will be pretty pleased. I reckon that 10,000, 15,000 people, if they get along to it, they'll probably see some fast stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be down there calling the action. When you say you're coaching it, really, you're not allowed to have a runner out on the field.
Well, I'm watching it, Vic.
Yeah, half time goes for 2 minutes. There's not a lot of instruction during the game, really, is there?
No, basically, you do your stuff at the start, and it's a 20-minute game, as you said, so it's over and done with. And if you're, I think if you get behind, it's going to be hard to catch up.
Okay, and you've got a couple of big name players playing, Robbie Gray and Jack Watts, you've already released.
Yes, yeah, they both will go around and have a little kick around. Both got a wedding on this weekend, and that's why, the both boys are pretty keen to have a go on the other stuff. And I said, we'll have the wedding off, boys, and the club will be really grateful for you to be there for AFLX. Brilliant. I'm sure the AFL will love seeing Robbie Gray and Jack Watts go out there in the new jumper.
Got a few injury concerns. Hamstring?
Yeah, not really. I mean, we've got Chad.
Four?
No.
Well, the press release I read had four names.
Who?
Pollock?
Pollock's a significant
one. There's two. Chad. Thomas?
No, Thomas back-related. He's not really what I'd call a hamstring.
Okay. But Burjo's out, and not making anything of this. Your new fitness coach is in. He's sat under Burjo. How is he going?
Yeah,
has he brought anything new?
Ian McEwan's doing a really good
Macca,
job.
Yep.
He's done a really good job, along with Stewie Graham and the rest of the staff there. Amazing stuff. They basically did the last 10 weeks last year, so there was not significant change, and this is their first pre-season they've been in control of, but they've played significant parts in the whole pre-season the last couple of years. We're really comfortable with where we're at. Brody's our major concern from an injury point of view. He's got an ankle issue that's going to take a little bit of time. Polly will be available round one, I think. There's very little doubt that he wouldn't be available for probably JLT 2. Now, if he has a setback, obviously that makes a difference. Wingard.
Here's Chad.
He's a smidge away from tomorrow.
We love
Might
him.
Might be too hot.
We speak to Brad Ebert and a lot of players from a lot of clubs. I don't know whether you call it health and wellness or between the years, the mental side of the game, and I know you guys are in that space. And every time we're invited out with you, Ken, and we sit in your room, you talk about that. Where's that at and how much more resource are you putting into that?
Yeah, we're putting more and more time in. I think every club is. So you hear every club talk about mindfulness and,
that's
as you
the
say,
word, mindfulness.
Mindfulness and well-being and things like that. You've got to relieve the pressure of these boys as much as we possibly can, and we do a lot of work in that space to help them. They work incredibly hard to be as good as they can, but sometimes it's not quite get the results they want. So you work, I think that's one of the biggest issues that we still have in the game for the boys is to handle the pressure that they're under. Now, if you weren't supporting them and trying to make inroads into that space, you'd be probably a bit negligent.
So that grows out into anxiety, it goes out into depression, it goes out into handling that pressure. So a lot of work still needed.
Yeah, absolutely, still need it, and probably only going to get worse because the game's getting more and more attention, and that's great. I mean, we love the attention on the game because it's a game we all love being involved with. So with attention comes some stress, and for the boys, they've got to learn to handle it a bit better. Coaches have to learn to handle it better. It's all part of the game.
Slightly different preseason this year with the AFLX. You mentioned there'd be, 20 players playing that, but there's only two really JLT full-time games as practice matches. Does that change things much? Does it mean your first 22 side probably plays predominantly most of those two games?
Yeah, all it does is, for us particularly, our preparation would be young blokes in the first of the JLTs in the past, and then we build the squad and build the team from there, and we'll play most of our players in the first round this year, and obviously all of them in the third round if they're available, and we'll manage their time, but they'll be out there.
Expectations been a big thing. So last year you finished fifth after the minor round. Most people, good judges, say you've improved your list significantly. With that, the assumption is you're going to finish top four. Is that what you're thinking?
No, our expectation is that we're like every other club at the start of the year. We're going to set out to play finals and be a part of the final series if we can. And if we do that, we'll get there, we'll reassess, and then we'll go from there again. It's, you know, Bix, Rowie, it's a dangerous game to go thinking, I'm going to finish here, I'm going to go finish in there. Let's set out, let's just win the required amount of games, play as best we possibly can in all 22 games. End of the year, we'll have a look at the ladder. Hopefully we'll be pleased with where we're sitting. There'll be only probably eight pleased clubs. There's going to be 10 that are going to be unhappy. You know, we don't want to be unhappy.
Big swallowed that champion data book. They've got you ranked number two for talent. There's a lot of optimism out there. We're talking you up. Do you share that same optimism? Oh, I've got your top four lock. Lock. Kenny, look at me. Lock.
I sat here. I think I might have sat here at the end of 2014.
Yeah.
And we're going to win a premiership.
And I might have been the bloke that
said the same thing. And you might have been the bloke that said the same thing. We missed the finals.
Yeah, well, I didn't play Can You Feel It. I know all that comes in. It is important. Now, you've got a big day tomorrow, your family day.
Yeah, we've got a big day. And the members' convention, I think going to be amazing when you think about what we're going to be showing our members. The people who are going to get along, and it did sell out within, I think, 24 hours, basically, and 750-odd members are going to come and see and get an understanding of what we actually do from day to day from a coaching point of view. And we're going to let them have a good look at what it is.
Yep.
I think if we're going to do that, we've got to give some stuff up for our fans, because we want to educate all 60,000 plus of our members, or probably hundreds of thousands of our fans. We want them to understand the way we're playing. So that's exciting. And then, as you said, we fall into the trial game tomorrow night.
You clearly organise the agenda, because you're first speaker off the rank. By the end of the day, they might be a bit jaded. You've left that to the high performance guys.
Yeah, that's good. I get it done, I suppose. And with that, sometimes maybe some of the stingy questions mightn't come as much. So
what about tomorrow night? You're going to have an internal trial. What are you looking for?
We're playing trial games basically now, match simulation, and we're just going to increase the amount of time, and we're going to try and get to four quarters, probably get a good two quarters of 25 and perhaps a couple of quarters of 20, and we want people to get through that are able to get through. We won't press with anyone. No. We won't push anyone. If someone's a bit sore, someone's not quite right, we won't go there. We've got some young Magpies boys that will come in and play as well, so it's pretty exciting for the club, and I think we've done it pretty well over the last few years when we bring, you know, the Magpies contracted or potential contracted boys in and play with the AFL boys.
Here's the hard-hitting question.
Well, here we go.
How do you pick the teams? Is it possibles versus probables, or do you split them up evenly?
We'll even them up, I think, early on, and then we'll just see how we're going from there, because I don't really need the stress of telling people at this stage. And they look at it and they go, I'm in the good team, I'm in the bad team. And I go, oh, come on, boys.
Drop the bottom lip when they're not in the
right. There's 22 spots available for round one, and there's 6 weeks to go.
We love your mottos, your catch cries. You always give us gold. You get what you deserve. Have you got a 2018 theme that you're belting out to the boys?
Pop wants to stay happy.
Pop wants to stay happy. The big car Pop. I had a Pop, and he gave us cars every time we went. They're little matchbox cars. And I thought every Pop was car Pop. So you'll get yourself a nickname. What do you call your Pop?
Well, my Pop, he's not with us anymore. He was quite famous. He was he called Green Bottle, because he used to, everyone would drink at the bar and drink out of a pot, but he would drink straight out of the big green bottle. So he was Green Bottle. And do you know what he used to do? He used to work on the SH1T cart. He used to go around and collect the...
Oh, out the back. Lift it up.
A few years back now.
Ken, as always, brilliant. It's 5 to 6. Gates open at 4 p.m. Internal trial starts at 5. Gold coin donation. And that goes to your cultural programs. And I love how you guys do that. Now, you're going to get down to the parade. 5:45. Maggies are playing Eagles in a fast footy. But that's your academy team.
Yes, it is. Yeah it is. And no, I won't be. I've got some commitments already now. I'm just leaving here now to go to our parents' evening, where we bring all our parents over from everywhere.
Wow.
And we put them together in a room and we introduce them to the season. And obviously this year we've got 11 new lots that are coming. I met some of them this afternoon.
Fantastic.
So we're all gathering there to say hello for the first time this year. And like you've talked about before, there's some expectation amongst the parents, I'm sure. There's some excitement amongst the players and the mums and dads. And it's a real, again, this footy club, they do an amazing job of including the whole family.
Beers are on Ken tonight, Bix. Ken, thanks, mate. Bloody brilliant.
Ken Hankley there, coach of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Very generous with his time. It's 5 to 6.